Kiss 104.1 FM. This is Monica Pearson. Happy Palm Sunday. And we're putting the spotlight on ovarian cancer today. And there's an event coming up on April 22nd and 23rd. And it's now a national event that started right here in Atlanta. And Georgette Robertson is an ovarian cancer survivor. And she is here today to tell me about the event. Now, how did it get started?
And the event started in 2004 by a local Atlantan, Bethany Diamond. And actually, one of her dear friends passed away at the age of 43, Debbie Green Flam. And that's how the event started. And so that's now the Ovarian Cancer Research Fund Alliance, which is now the nation's largest ovarian cancer research and advocacy group, is the one who puts on. And it's called the Ovarian Cycle.
Which I find is quite a play on words.
Quite a play on words.
Because your ovaries and your cycle.
Correct.
Now, you have participated in this ride before.
Right. I was diagnosed in 2014, and that was my first year to participate. This will be my third year to participate. And it's a lot of fun. Anyone can join. It's an indoor cycling event. You can choose to cycle for 1 hour up to 4 hours. And this year we're splitting up. It's in two different locations. On Saturday, April the 22nd, it's at the Cycle Bar in East Cobb. And on Sunday, April the 23rd, it's at the Cycle Bar in Dunwoody.
So what's it like when you come to this thing? What can I expect?
I mean, it's a very inspiring because you're inspired, you know, to run. I mean, not to run, but to cycle with other survivors, with family, with friends, and all riding together to raise money.
Now, I noticed a few outfits.
Yeah, there are some outfits. And there are teams. People have teams. And, you know, teams are obviously their teams formed for those who have not made it through those. Also teams for current survivors. And people dress up and have a good time. And but it's a lot of camaraderie, and it's a lot of fun. And I, you know, if you are a cycler, an indoor cycler, anyone can do it. There's no pressure, but it's done by professional cycling, in a professional cycling studio. So a lot of energy, a lot of fun. And I encourage, you know, anyone to come out and participate.
So tell me, your first time, that sounds like you were not too far out of the process.
I was currently in treatment, sick as a dog, but my Dr. B had me on a rough chemo regimen, but it's great. You know, they break every 45 minutes or so. There's usually snacks and food. I did take it easy that year. I think my husband, Andy, rode that year the full 6 hours, and he is like, I don't think I'm ever going to do that again, but this time it's nicer. It's breaking up into smaller segments and in two locations, so you can ride for 1 hour, you can ride for 4 hours, you can ride whatever you feel comfortable with, but it's a great and fun atmosphere. And a lot of fun to do it with family and friends and raising money for a great cause.
And that money that's raised, most of it, I guess, goes to research, Dr. B.
Yes, it does. We are supported by the Ovarian Cancer Research Fund, and the cycling event certainly benefits us. Carrying on research on this level is extremely expensive, and I have to raise the money for the Institute, and I also have to pay the salaries of all those bright men and women who struggle to find better ways to treat this terrifying disease.
How did you get involved? Meaning, why did the study of the ovaries become something that's passion for you?
Well, I was operating on several women a week with this devastating disease, and it occurred to me that we were missing a tremendous opportunity for basic research because the tissue and the serum were not being sent to a basic science laboratory. And so I founded the Ovarian Cancer Institute. I got John McDonald, who at that time was chair of biology at Georgia Tech, to be my chief research scientist. And we, as they say, have not looked back since. But there are times when we barely make it through the month, and then a check comes in, and then we're okay for a few months. So it's living on the research edge.
And that's a shame that we have to have you living on the research edge, which is why I hope those of you who are listening, I'm going to post on our Facebook page at the end of the show the link to where you can sign up form your own team if you want, or sign up for a team that's already there. Because in the end, we all benefit from this research.
You could also sign up as a team as a virtual rider if you don't.
I can do it virtually.
You can do it virtually.
I don't have to sweat.
You don't have to sweat. You don't have to come in and sweat in the studio. But if you'd like to participate as a virtual rider, that's an option as well.
I think that's a great idea. Now, when we come back, I'm going to ask you to make what I call, both of you, the pitch. By that I mean, tell people why it is so important for them to get involved with this organization. So, you all be thinking about that. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to KISS 104.1. Now listen, if you've got to, you know, get out of the car, you got to run off somewhere in a minute, get the KISS app. Please, because if you download our updated and redesigned app, you can take KISS 104.1 anywhere. And the new app is faster and easier to use, gives you easier access to the artist and the music you hear. You get a better quality audio to listen to. And then there are contests for app only. It's also the way to be the first to know about concerts and contest announcements. So go on, go to the iTunes store or to Google Play and get the KISS 104.1 app, because we are Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks.
KISS 104.1 is inviting you to experience a carnival cruise.
KISS 104.1, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. This is Monica Pearson, and our topic today has been about ovarian cancer. Dr. Benedict Bignino, who is the director of gynecologic and oncology at Northside Hospital, but more importantly, he is the founder of Ovarian Cancer Institute. The lab is at Georgia Tech, where they're actually working on a test that can be more reliable to in order to find out whether or not a woman has ovarian cancer in the early stages versus the late stages. And one of the reasons they're here today is because on April 22nd and April 23rd, the Ovarian Cancer, such a long name, Ovarian Cancer Research Fund Alliance will have the Ovarian Cycle. It's an indoor cycling event. And the money is used for much needed ovarian cancer research. And last year, just in Atlanta, and this event, by the way, started in Atlanta because of a woman who died of ovarian cancer. Some of her friends got together and started this. Last year, they raised $110,000. This year in Atlanta, they're hoping to raise $150,000. Now, nationwide, since this event began, they've raised $3.5 million. Because if you've been listening, Dr. B said they need more money for research, much more. He said there are some months, you know, you're praying, you're stretching. So before we end today, it's really important to me to have both of you talk about Georgette, who is Robertson, who is a survivor and has been in the cycling event. And by the way, you're not outside, you're indoors. You can do it virtually if you don't want to actually go to the cycle bar and ride. And I'm going to post the site you need to go to so you can register. But Georgette has been a participant in this, even when she was going through treatment. That's how important it is to her. So Dr. B, before we go into what I call the final pitch, I want you to go over again for those people who may just got out of church. Again, symptoms, why we need this brand new test, and then I want you to go into why they need to be involved.
Well, ovarian cancer comes as a thief in the night. A woman works, has a family, everything's going well. She begins having cramping abdominal pain, many GI symptoms, and a very advanced cancer of the ovary is diagnosed instead of it being diagnosed as a stage one. She does everything right. She has an annual pap smear, an annual pelvic exam, even an annual ultrasound, and it presents in advanced stages. In a short period of time, hopefully in the next 10 years, there will be no surgery and no chemotherapy for any cancer. We will do a CT-guided biopsy by genetic engineering the exact antidote to that patient's cancer. Will be created in a laboratory. It'll be injected back into the patient, kill every cancer cell, and harm not a hair on the head, what I would call designer therapy. Giorgio Armani does cancer therapy, and that is where your donations will be used. This will benefit eventually all cancers and not just ovarian cancer. Thank you so much in advance for your interest and your help in this matter.
Dr. B, thank you. So, Georgette, you know, having, I'm a two-time cancer survivor, just like you. Mine was liver and breast cancer. I know that it can be just one of those things where you go, why me?
Absolutely.
So how did you get through this?
Well, it's from an incredible support system of an incredible husband and family and friends. That's and also a great attitude. I think attitude is everything. You know, not why me, but, you know, I obviously this happened to me, so let's make the best of it, if you can say that. But with an incredible doctor, incredible staff of doctors, it's not, they don't just treat you from a, you know, just what chemotherapy plan. They treat your whole mind, body, soul, an incredible support system from the nurses, the nurse navigators, the chemotherapy nurses. Everyone is incredible in our in the organization. But most importantly, we do all this, and this is all because it's all about the research. So many women don't make it. And, you know, 22,000 women are diagnosed every year, and only 14,000, you know, we lose more than, you know, over 14,000 a year from those diagnoses. So the statistics and the numbers are not good. But, you know, you do it because the research is so important. The research and the funding of that research is so important so that, you know, the different organizations can obviously continue to raise money to find that cure and that specialized treatment that hopefully it ends all cancer, not just ovarian cancer.
Now, you have a daughter.
I have a daughter. Yes, I do.
Do you worry?
Yes, of course I do. I actually did test what we call BRCA negative, so, and ended up with both breast and ovarian cancer, go figure. But yes, you worry. You know, you worry about your 15-year-old. I worry about my 15-year-old daughter and worry about the, you know, she worries about, you know, thinking if she has any symptom, oh my goodness, I have cancer. She's already, you know, been through a few of those little scares, and it, you know, it'll break your heart that my kids have had to live through my cancer journey most of their life. But that's why we do the things that we do. That's why we raise the money. That's why we do the ovarian cycle and the ride and raise that money for the Ovarian Cancer Research Fund Alliance, so that they can make sure that the money is dispersed to the best of the best of the Dr. Beninos and the incredible you know, scientists and all that, to make the advancements that need to be made to cure this horrible disease.
Well, thank you both so much for being here today. You've not only educated people, but most importantly, you've given them something to do that, one, it's a good cause. Two, you can lose a few pounds doing it.
You're most welcome.
I really appreciate it. Well, that's it for me. Coming up next, it's Niecy Shaw. She's going to be here to tell you more about this, what I love, the 90s, the Party Continues Tour. It's going to feature TLC, Naughty by Nature, Montel Jordan, Color Me Bad, and Snap. It's coming up September 9th at the Infinite Energy Arena. You can check out kiss104fm.com for more information. And as I leave you with what Mama Hattie always said, it's what you do with what you have that makes you what you are. Stop making excuses. Make work. And by the way, if you're looking for a job, I just posted a story, 5,000 openings. It might be something you want to consider. You're listening to KISS 104.1 FM. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.